Hello, this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio. Join me now for guidance and messages from the divine to support you on your path to living with mastery. Hello, hello, it's Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels here on Blog Talk Radio. Right now on Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern, and that's, 2 p.m. Pacific. Welcome, live listeners. I will get to you shortly to give you your mini readings for today, and then also those who will be listening on replay. If you haven't already, please follow me here on Blog Talk Radio. You'll get updated on each show that I set up, and then also on my website, which is bcalvanocoaching.com, and subscribe there, and you'll get weekly, or almost every week, an update with the readings, the links to the readings in case you missed the show, and also information on various things that I'll be doing online and also here in the New York City area. Now, the next event I'm doing is July 13th, a Wednesday. It's the full moon. It's a free angel circle, and it will be here online on Zoom, and you must pre-register. It's kind of a private event, and I will be channeling messages for the group. We'll do a very deep healing meditation, you know, based on like what's going on in the world and for us, and any other guidance that the angels want me to share. And so that's the Angel Circle on July 13th, and it's free. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern, and it's for 1 hour. So hope to have you join us. And again, pre-register in advance, and I start pretty much on time, so I don't really take stragglers, so we can keep the energy very, very focused. So if you're new to me, I'm an angel intuitive. What is that? I'm a certified angel card reader from different teachers that are outstanding right now, mostly from Hay House Publishing. And also I have different modalities that I've learned along the way in terms of crystals and flower essences and essential oils. So these are some of the things that I have in my background. And also I've taken many courses here in the New York City area for the past 30 years. And in personal development. So that includes communication, relationships, and how to create breakthroughs in your life. So I bring all of that to my readings. I'm not so much your fortune teller type of psychic. I really am about you empowering yourself, getting in touch with your own higher power of your own understanding, and really moving forward in your life with whatever's going on. So I have full 1 hour readings that I do on Zoom that you can purchase. And once you do that, I contact you and we arrange a time that's convenient. So, and that's like 10 cards and it often goes to 90 minutes for your first session. So we can really get to know all the different aspects of your life right now. Okay, so it's a little bit about me. And this week, I was guided to use the Rose Oracle by Rebecca Campbell. And this is a really beautiful deck. Right now here in North America, the flowers are blooming in summer, and especially the roses. And the energy right now, if you have not noticed, there is a real blossoming, a real uprising of the feminine. And, you know, all of us, men and women, have a feminine and masculine side. And the feminine side is really about creativity, birthing new ideas and projects in our lives, and also receiving, being able to receive. And that's receiving even downloads from up above. So it is a trait in vulnerability and compassion. Not that the masculine side doesn't have that. The masculine side is very much about getting into action and producing results. We kind of need both in balance. This is a time of really embracing our ability to have compassion. especially when we see a lot of things that might be triggering us. So sometimes I tap into the news of what's going on in the world because I'm not going to shy away from it, and I'm not going to be one of those readers or spiritual teachers who say, you know, everything's going to be all right. Maybe ultimately in 100 years or 200 years, but we've got a lot of work to do. And one reason why I work with the angels and I teach about working with the angels is because of their frequency. They are the frequency of love. And when we can get in touch with our own love, that gives us some power and some ability and some connection, groundedness. And it is an energy, just like an energy of frustration or fear or excitement. But the energy of angels is really almost like godlike or goddess-like. It's very light, and it really does give us that connection to infinite possibilities. So like I said, I'm not here just to say, just pray and the world will turn out the way we want it to. Prayer is so, so powerful. But if you haven't noticed, we really need to each take action in our own way, in our own abilities, in our own communities, how we feel fit, and to be empowered in our own lives, with no matter what's going on, so that we can move, I'm going to say, like, continue to create a world that works for everybody. So, you know, I've been doing this show since 2013 in January, and so much has happened. And one of the things the angels had told me was people will need a spiritual toolkit. You know, just like you have a toolkit to, you know, fix things around your house or apartment, a spiritual toolkit with practices that you do every day is going to give you the ability to move through things, move through obstacles and upsets and when things don't go the way we'd like them to. So energetics is the key word. So again, connecting with your angels is an energetic practice. You connect with the energy and other energy things that I teach and I talk about. And this is actually part of the reading, so that's why I'm going into it already, is the question I would ask you, what energetics do you do already? And energetics could be movement, whether it's some yoga, whether it's walking, jogging, or going to the gym. So movement is an energetic practice. Eating right, getting enough sleep, exactly. Being around the right people, exactly. Using essential oils, crystals, energy also. Sound healing, tuning forks, anything that's vibrational is healing, and it's frequency. So think about what you do already and what you've been kind of like interested in, like connecting more deeply with. And when we work with the angels and you work with them consistently, and I suggest with an angel tarot deck or archangel tarot deck, you'll learn about each of the archangels. There's about 12, 15 basic ones that we work with, four most frequently. And each one has their own frequency, their own. It's like a radio station, you know. Each one has its own dial. Once you dial in with them, you actually can experience beautifying your thoughts or empowering your speech. See where that goes in your body. Just as I said that, your vision is clearer on what you need and want to do. Your sense of confidence and strength, Archangel Michael. You know, the sense of the ability to connect with people more easily, Archangel Raphael. And when something happens, someone passes or transitions, a pet or a family member, a friend, we have Azrael. You sense a particular energy. Well, that is their frequency. And they really help solidify it and to assist us in knowing that, in a sense, yes, everything will be all right. So they're our friends, they're energies, and we all also connect with our higher power of our own understanding. So whether it's God, goddess, trees, nature, I'm not here to say there's one way to do life, one way to do it. Yeah, I'm here to make sure you have something to hold on to. Because if you haven't noticed, the past few years have been pretty, pretty rocky. Right. And as things continue to change, we just need things. And, you know, as someone who used to have a crutch on things that weren't healthy for me, that was my spiritual toolkit. I was holding on to trying to not feel. And when you do things that are healthy for you, or natural, they will help you feel everything so that you can experience it and it disappears. And that's a whole nother conversation, you know, because sometimes we think that we don't want to feel something because we think we're going to feel that way for the rest of our lives. But the truth is, if you allow yourself to be present to something, whether it's good or bad, you are totally in the moment, and then it disappears, versus not wanting to feel sadness or something. So you take a substance, you drink something, so it'll suppress your feelings. What happens is you basically cover it up. So the angels are quite interesting because it's pure nature, pure nature, and powerful. So let's just go ahead with the reading for the week. And again, this deck is the Rose Oracle by Rebecca Campbell. And again, with what's going on in the world, especially the United States right now with women and all, let this information flow to you. Take what works for you. Leave the rest. And again, we all have a feminine and a masculine side. We all came from a mother, and we all have the compassion in our hearts of our ancestors, from all the mothers that birthed everyone. And we are still creating a world. And some of us have chose to have children and not. It's a big, big different ball game for everybody. So let's just go with the very first card, which is the Fertile Void. And mind you, I channeled these cards almost 10 days ago before everything was going on. So it is inner winter, rest, patience, potency, secret beginnings. This is a very auspicious card. It holds the potent golden seeds of a new beginning and the aftermath of an end. So we're called to have patience and enter a deep state of deep rest, repair, regeneration, and acceptance, to let part of our lives, or even who we once were, metaphorically, die in order to seed, sprout, bud, and bloom again. And what's great is the third card is Bud. So this is really about being where you're at right now, taking time to rest. Like a lot of stuff happening in our personal lives and in the world and in politics. And it's important to find rest in the moment, because you are ready to bloom, to bud something. But it is important to take that moment where you find your beautiful peace. So there's often a letting go, a grief or mourning involved, a death of self or what once was, the ending of things that were once important, relationships, jobs, identities, ways of being. The Fertile Void asks that we honor endings to begin again. It's a crucial part of growth, and new isn't possible without it. So there are people who are losing their pets right now, or people passing on to the next life, either tragically or from old age and sickness. And there's a lot of endings happening. We may see things that we've been doing that no longer work for us. Many of us may realize that we haven't been putting ourselves first. Like, oh my goodness, I've been automatically putting myself second in everything around me. And we think that we're asserting ourselves, but there's that one little moment when we realize maybe we've been living our lives for somebody else. And it can be so hidden, because we are doing things. We are going after our goals and our projects and our life, but maybe we are a little bit serving somebody else's vision of ourselves, or even not even paying attention to our own vision first. In the card, you can see the golden seed cradled in the dark, fertile womb of the soil. It's easy to mistake this phase of growth as one where nothing much is happening. But beneath the surface of the winter soil, things have never been more active. So it doesn't have to be winter. It could be right now. You could have this kind of bubbling inside of you, this excitement of something new. Even when things are not great around you, you can still have growth. Winter is a phase of initiation, and winter, as I refer here, just could be the time where we are resting, we take a break. It could be a week, or it could be a month. Oftentimes people take that as a vacation, just to clear their mind. So it's a phase of initiation, renewal, and rebirth. When we're going through a period of inner winter, we experience this too. We metaphorically go underground by coming to a standstill and allowing ourselves to recover and rest. We don't realize it, but this is the most important part of our growth. And it takes faith and surrender to do it. Trust the sureness of the soil. The new is being woven without you having to micromanage every move. Again, the new is being woven without you having to micromanage every move. Trust the sureness of the soil. And soil almost sounds like soul here, right? Be cradled by the great mystery. Being in the card again, the fertile void. Can we be cradled in the great mystery of life? This is a very tender, powerful time. The question here is, how can you surrender into the great mystery? And sometimes, you know, it's not easy to surrender into the great mystery when we're like really pissed off and angry and upset and have a lot of emotions. We may think, how can I? So the angels support us to feel what we need to feel. If you really let yourself feel it and do whatever you need to do, punch a pillow, go work out so that you can release some of the energy so you don't keep it in your body, or you have an injury or something going on in your life, in your own physical body that you just, it actually may be talking to you to like take it easy, be a little bit more gentle with yourself. Don't try to rush everything healing in your time. Let nature and the higher power work its time through you. Everything will be all right. So it's asking us to be a little bit more patient, you know, as if we were growing a baby inside of ourselves, that we were growing a project, just to be more patient. And the fertile void, I love this because it is, if we can remember, we're in a pretty big mystery. This whole thing, life, is a mystery in that you and I probably did not predict that things would be happening the way that they're happening in the world right now. I mean, all of it, maybe some of it, but really in all of it. So when we stay in the mystery, we can let more possibility happen. That means the light can shine through in the midst of all the darkness. So the second card here is the child within. And inner mother, innocence, gentleness, tenderness. So we can be so hard on ourselves, expecting to heal according to a schedule and beating ourselves up when we make a mistake. The rose wants us to release all hardness from our bodies and all hurt from ourselves to find a way to soften. And this could be your word for today, the summer, soften. How can I soften more? To remember that no matter what has happened is happening or will happen, we're all innocent children of the stars and the earth. The flowers are here for us. They're a safe, soft place to remember. They want you to nurture the child within. This is the card of gentle reassurance and compassion. It brings a message of gentle understanding and tenderness. It's reminding you to treat yourself like the innocent child that you are, to take your inner child and let them rest deeply in the soft petals of your heart. So there's a second card message about resting more, taking care of yourself. We all have a child within us who at some point went into exile because they were hurt or because the world didn't feel safe. And no matter how much we've grown, when we're, as adults, are hurt and triggered, it's normal to regress to this age and feel overwhelmed by the original emotion. And while we can't change the past, what we can do is scoop up the child within and place them in soft petals of a rose of our own heart. So how can you tenderly tend the child within? Now, using rose oil also is very, very helpful. And it is kind of expensive, but you can get a rose tincture in a pure rose tincture in like a special carrier oil, and that works just as well. or get a rose itself or see roses. You know, the smell of rose is very, very comforting. So whatever you can do to be more gentle to yourself, you know, help whatever obstacle, whatever thing that you're trying to figure out right now, be more gentle with yourself. And it may require you to remove yourself from situations that you've been habitually doing. And, you know, it's like, I know that on Sundays I used to do the same old thing, but I may be doing something different on Sundays because I can tell I need more really, really gentle care. To take another yoga class. And if you can't go to a physical one, there are wonderful ones online. But find ways to nurture yourself. You've probably been getting messages on what to do. So follow that guidance. And it could be simply as giving up that extra cup of coffee or even giving up caffeine in it of itself for some of you who are listening right now. As you increase your connection to angels and deepen them, you're going to be vibrating naturally. You're not going to need artificial things to give you that boost of energy. So it's something to think about. Now the third card is the bud. So here we go. Now we're finally going to start emerging to bloom. So again, two messages about taking better care of ourselves, not waiting for someone else to do it for us or waiting for another emergency. Just go ahead. What could you do? And book that massage appointment, acupuncture, reflexology, or even chiropractic. Do things that really will help you better heal yourself. Try that essential oil. You know, change up your diet so that you feel better. These things, oh, and drink more water. Absolutely. So the bud, potential, promise, it's about to happen. Keep going. So oftentimes we could even say, when's my time going to come? When is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? Probably can't tell you that, you know, or God wouldn't want you to. Goddess wouldn't want to tell you exactly when. What we need to learn to do, how can we have the patience to wait, the patience to be present to life right now when things are not how we like them to be? But what if right now there is pure magic? But if we're so disappointed in what we see right now, we're not going to see it. So again, despite what's going on in the world, there is some goodness right now in this moment. And it's important to replenish ourselves with that, restore ourselves, fill ourselves with optimism so that we can be in touch with our energy so we can do something about the world. So it's almost as if the dark energy, I don't like that word, but you know, the negative energy is pushing towards people being despondent, depressed, sick, unable to make any changes, knock you down. But in truth, yeah, these things could be happening around us, but how are we going to respond? So when we work with our angels daily and allow them to help us cut our cords, clear our energy so we can feel more of our actual energy, which is unlimited, then this is very important. So the bud is the promise of what's to come. It's the physical manifestation of the seeds that we've been holding deep in the earth, nurturing and dreaming through the fertile void of winter. So that was the first card. So now we find ourselves in the inner season of spring, and the bud is beginning to realize what it was always destined to be. But it still requires tending in order to bloom one day soon. I can't express enough the importance of finding ways to calm your nervous system. It's called regulating your nervous system. The simple act of doing that is going to give you more connection to your inner wisdom than almost anything. But it's a basic thing that most of us have not learned how to do because we jump to maybe more caffeine or more of this or more of that or more of that is going to help us, when it really is finding ways to get back to the deep, deep, relaxed state in our physical body, which also holds all the wisdom because the energy is flowing and flowing and flowing from our heart, all the chakras, everything is moving very in a relaxed, powerful manner. But if we're uptight and angry, there you go. There, all the blocks start happening. So this is a card of encouragement, potential, excitement, and hope. It invites you to keep facing your true north and show up for what you've been called to create. Your effort has not gone unnoticed. Keep going. Someday soon, you'll begin to see this beautiful creation in the world. And one of the things you can do is ask your angels for a sign. Like if you're like saying, like, yeah, sure. So show me a sign, please, angels, that this project will work out or the thing, the issue I've been dealing with will work out. Ask for a sign. Then pay attention with all your senses, with your mind, body, spirit. Pay attention because it will be subtle or it could be not so subtle, but pay attention. Become more aware. What are the signs and words that flow, walk, you know, fly by you when you're walking down the street? A truck goes by and there's a word on the truck or a billboard. What is the messages in your heart say? What is someone who could be an earth angel, your friend, or someone you don't know even say to you that all of a sudden goes, whoa, I can relate to that. Pay attention. That's also angelic conversations, angelic encouragement, and angels reaching out to you in your dreams. Pay attention. And then again, ask for a sign. And then pay attention for a feather on the ground. Or if you see the feather on the ground, say thank you. Thank you. A coin, the words, whether you hear actual words or hear the thoughts in your mind. So be very aware and cultivate your practices so that you can become more aware of your messages. And yeah, so the bud is connected with spring, the time when the upward energy of life is bursting on through. You may be seeing the first signs that things are beginning to come together. If you've been working hard on a project or have been dedicating yourself to ushering in some change in your life, you're being called to keep going and trust that what you've been working toward is happening. Keep tending your garden, and before long, the bud will begin to unfold and bloom. So the question is, what new buds are beckoning to bloom within you? And you know, I have a project I've been working on for 30 years, a painting project. And I've had some stops and starts during COVID because I had to take care of my aging cats that were like 18 and a half, and they got ill and I had to tend to them. And, you know, different things that have been happening. So you might have a project too that you've been working on for many, many years, or a new one, but know that there's a perfect time for everything as long as you don't give up. So thank you for listening to the messages for the week. The fertile void is the first card, inner winter, rest, patience, potency, secret beginnings, the child within, inner mother, innocence, gentleness, tenderness, and then the bud, potential, promise. It's about to happen. Keep going. So you notice here, there's no exact answer, like open door number three. It really is pay attention. Honor your body, honor this physical self that you've been given to inhabit the earth with and travel through life and to do the work that you feel called to do, make the changes, have relationships with people, communicate your heart with people. So this is the body. So we only get one. So whatever we can do to take care of it, as they say, pay now or you pay later. It really is about investing in that. And I'm the first to tell you, you can ask the angels to help you to work out. If you have difficulty with a procrastination or discipline, the angels can support you with that. You're walking to your exercise class and you're going, I just really don't want to do this. But you can ask the angels to help cut any cords that of discouragement or like negative emotions about that. So there are people who like poo-poo cutting cords, and I'm like, hello, it's just basically like brushing your teeth. You know, you need to do that every day. It's the same thing with unwanted thoughts. You're ready to do something. You don't have to push yourself and will yourself through life. Ask the angels to like shower them away, clear away that which doesn't serve you. So thank you for listening to the messages for the week. And again, Barbara Calvano here. I do have a free angel circle Wednesday, July 13th. Love to have you join us. You must pre-register. It's on Zoom. And we'll be doing a very deep healing meditation with the archangels. I will channel messages for the group for those who are in attendance. And again, it's free, but you must pre-register. And I start exactly at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that's 4 p.m. Pacific. All right, let me just get a little drink of water, and then I'll do the readings for the show today. All right, so here we go. So you can, I have three decks with me today. I have the Rose deck. So if you want me to pull a Rose Oracle card for you, I can do that. Or we also have the Angel Tarot. And I can just pull a general message for you, or you can have a specific question. And again, I don't do predictable readings. I'll probably give you an energetic response so you can see what's in your way of what you need to embrace. And sometimes all it is to embrace that it's totally possible, but we're pretending that it's not. And that's a great message to get for the angels to say, you're on the right track. Stop doubting yourself and just get on with it and create those things that you know that you need to do today. All right, so the first caller is area code 805. What is your name? How can I help you today? Hello there. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm doing great. Would you like me to pull a card for you today?
Yeah, I was wondering about my have a housing appointment coming up, and I didn't know. I wanted to know if I was going to pass that and everything would go well. So maybe it'll have something to do with that. That'd be great.
Okay. Right. So again, I think you've been listening the whole time. So
I
don't really do yes, no, but let's just see what this angel card will say. And my sense is that if you've done everything that you're supposed to do with your due diligence, then it feels like the only thing you need to do is not, in quotes, worry so much. But if you've done everything that you need to do, and if there is one small item, it feels like it's something that you could remedy very quickly. That's what I'm getting. So let's see what card, angel card is. Yes, one of the things when you work with the angels, you start trusting yourself more. Like if I do everything I'm supposed to do, I can relax, because that's an incredible feeling and a result of working with the angels is that you relax more while you're living life, while you're doing life. All right, so what we have for you is, okay, here we go, my friend. It's a two of Earth. Here it says, too much going on at once, the need to make a decision. Consider a more playful approach. So the only thing that too much going on could be you have a lot of thoughts about this, might be thinking about it a lot. The need to make a decision. So for you, inward decision would be that this is going to happen, and if it doesn't, whatever needs to be adjusted will be done easily and gracefully. So here it says consider a more playful approach. So if you could have, it's not easy to do when we have something kind of serious, right? How can I be more playful with it? All right, so that is your mini message for this situation, okay?
Hey, great. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Good luck with everything. And this was two of Earth. Yeah, two of Earth with the Angel Tarot.
Okay.
Yep, so there you go. So as we just said for this young lady is that oftentimes our own thoughts are bringing in energies into the room or into the universe. So we need to check in ourselves. How are we feeling? What's our reaction today? And that's one thing, to do an energy clearing every morning or even before you go to bed so that you are releasing unnecessary worry. Because you and I would know that so many things happen in life, and we can even look back and say, you know, I didn't have to worry as much because it's either going to go left or right. Things are going to either happen or not happen. What the angels will help us do is breathe, be more open, relaxed, so that we can be more fluid with whatever happens instead of getting stuck in a reaction and then a domino effect of a lot of upset. Because you and I have known people who something doesn't go right and all of a sudden they react, you know, pretty, you know, strongly. And then before you know it, if they don't catch themselves, they create something else, then something else. And you go, what's going on? It's because they've not taken a moment to assess what their energy is. So one good reason why to work with angels is so that you can catch yourself, catch your thoughts, so that you can realign. Now, again, it doesn't change what's going on, but you can change your focus. And then that way, be with more flow, more fluidity, and more calm as you have to respond and react in this world. So the next caller is area code 951. What is your name and how can I help you today? Let's go. Here we go. Hi there.
Hi, Nathaniel. Wanted to see if you could pull a card for me.
Okay. Hi, Nathaniel. Okay.
Hi, Barbara.
There we go. If this one calls out. Here we go, my friend. Okay, so here we go. Six of Fire, Nathaniel, which is victory. Victory. Good news is on its way. Public recognition or awards. And the main thing is that it's a very positive card and something that you've been looking forward to is most likely going to happen. And Six of Fire. And the best thing I could say, the angels would say for you, is to make sure that you're open and open to receive this abundant news. You know, that's the main thing. Be open to receive this abundant news. And so I love this message for you. Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Barbara.
Yep. You're welcome. And just check in and see if you have any doubts coming in or you catch any thoughts like, oh, brother, this is not going to happen because it hasn't happened now, up to now. Why should it happen? Just catch it. That's all. Just notice it. And then I love it. Just victory. You can even keep that. This could be your mantra or your affirmation for you for this week, which is victory. Victory is at hand for me. Victory. And
this is it.
Yeah, victory. Why not? Okay.
Appreciate you. You're the best.
All right. Thank you so much. You take care. All right. So the next caller is area code 818. And again, when I do my 1 hour sessions with my clients, we do 10 cards. We spend a whole hour. The first time it goes over an hour because I do a healing also with your body, energy healing with the angels. So it's very in-depth, and it covers kind of like 10 areas of your life. All right, so here we go. Area code 818, what is your name, and how can I help you today? Hello there.
Hello. My name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful today. How are you?
Not bad. By the way, that one card reading was awesome. I'm looking to get a message like that. So let's hope that will be the case. Pull one card for me, please.
Okay, here we go. And so I like your enthusiasm. See, I like your enthusiasm because it's not easy to stay enthusiastic in this world. Why not, you know? So if we can at least say, yes, my heart is open. My heart is open to miracles, right? My heart is open for angels to help me or any guides, any ancestors that want to stand by me and support me today. Why not?
I'm a warrior.
Okay. So why don't we can change that? Because maybe you have heard this before. When we worry, it's as if we're praying for what we don't want. No.
I'm a warrior, like
okay.
I'm a fighter.
So, then that is completely different. That is completely mm-hmm. different. That is the energy that is really required right now
up.
In the world. That's what mm-hmm. the energy of the world wants the women to have and be in touch with the warrior. Because so many women are afraid of their power. So good for you. Thank you for being who you are. Because we need
Thank
the
you.
Warrior. We need the warrior. Welcome. So here we have for you, Eight of Water. So here for you, we have a desire to move on. The search for something more meaningful, spiritual and emotional growth. So what I like about this is that if you're in touch with something, it isn't similar to the other card. Being in touch with that desire. So, all right. I'm so ready to move on to the next level, angel. I'm so ready. And this is what this card acknowledges. And you're ready for something that gives you more fulfillment and acknowledges more of who you are in the world. And you are ready for the next level of your spiritual and emotional growth. So that's what this card is about for you. All right. So the key word here is the desire. You are so ready. And all you have to do is just stay open and then begin to become clear with your thoughts. Like, what is it that you would like to create? And I would keep that between you and your heart and, you know, you and your own God, goddess. Don't tell anybody your dreams until they're moving. But know that you are so ready, and this is acknowledging that. You're heard. You have been heard that you're ready for the next level of experiencing the greatness of life. So that's your message for today.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And the last thing was the most correct one. I've been hurt. I'm still hurt. As
yes.
of now, my heart is bleeding, but mm-hmm. I'm not giving up.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes. That's, yes. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're so, so welcome. All right. I'm going to move on. And while I move on, I want to share that it's really true that our ancestors, some of us knew our grandparents, but some of us did not. Some of us didn't have very much connection to our grandparents, our great-grandparents. And sometimes we think we have that connection, but in truth, our ancestors, the people who came before us, they knew that things were not easy. They knew things would not be easy, but somehow they had a blessing for the future generations. And if we let ourselves open our heart, we can receive the blessing of our ancestors. We can receive the blessing that we can go through anything, no matter how difficult. We can go through it, and they are watching over us. Even if they never spoke to us or spoke very little, we are so connected to that great love and protection. So we have our ancestors, we have our angels, we have our guides. We have so much. So to remember that and to have that enthusiasm, remember that we have that warrior within us. It's right there. Sometimes we have to tap into it. Sometimes we forget. But let ourselves be inspired by one another and then rise up to the occasion of our lives and to create. Today, create something beautiful for yourself because it will reflect to other people too. They will smile also. So sending you so much love today and a reminder, hope to have you join me at my Angel Circle, which is free. It's on July 13th, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. You must pre-register, and you can do that at my website, which is bcalvanocoaching.com, or there's a link right here on the Blog Talk page. Blessings and blessings to all of you. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day.